Hello. This is Adrienne Obi of Astrology Look Inside. Dancing slim down, losing weight, feeling great. And get me a real job, get me a real career, as well as several other things that I do. And the crazy thing is, I am on here. I'm late. I'm late as usual. And I'm a little mortified by that. I'm recording this late because, well, one, I definitely wanted to record this week. And because we're getting very close to the last few weeks for recording for Monday. And I've learned something. I learned that, one, Mondays are very difficult for me to commit to.
Very.
And I had laid down for a few moments, and just a few moments. I was exhausted, and I thought, let me get a few moments of sleep. And I woke up, and it was 7:45. So it's funny. I thought, oh, I'm just going to lay down for a few moments. I obviously slept for 2.5 hours. And I think it may be because I was just that exhausted. So a part of me is frustrated with myself, and a part of me is like, well, you know. So, yeah. I just realized, I think this is one I created. 21-day meal plan. Oh, no. Wait. Not this one. Okay, let me go here. Just going to find a couple of things that I want to share. I'm always looking for something to share, right, each week. Okay, let's see. That's an interesting one, but no. That's interesting. Maybe I'll do that. I'm going to pick several, so just be one. Okay. Let's see. I swear I did this one already. Okay, it's two. I'll choose one more at least. You guys, I admit it, I am not that talkative today, which is probably why I, you know, it was so easy for me to kind of blank out what I needed to do. I probably am still half asleep. You know, now that I think about it, I know what it was. I was feeling really chilly. And so I took some, I think it was, like Dayquil, maybe, or NyQuil. And I thought it was, I think it was, I thought it was Dayquil, but it must have been NyQuil, I think, because, yeah. I'm almost positive that's what happened to me. It's funny, sometimes we don't realize how potent cough medicine is, but cough medicine is potent. I mean, really, very, very potent. So, I remember when I start sitting here, I remembered why I took it, because I'm so chilly right here in this area, so. One second time. Okay, I'll put that there. Maybe if I do them all now, I can get them done now. I wish I could say I had something in particular planned for this week. When you don't feel that great, it is so not easy. You know, I find that happiness, it's because you're not feeling that great. So, yeah. Oh, excuse me. See? This is what I mean. Total exhaustion. Okay, so let's see here. Got a couple of things. Oh my gosh. It's kind of funny, but these these weekly moments have turned into a weekly time for me to actively create new videos and content based on interesting, very interesting subjects. And I pretty much, that's what I use these meetings for now, is to create these new, I always say folios, but these new moments where I get to discuss these subjects, because these are subjects I would want to discuss anyway. But I love that there's just a variety of subjects that I have to choose from, and I do like that. think I'll do a different one than that picture. Hold on. Okay. It's so funny. I'm here, but in my mind, I just hear the same song going, playing over and over again. I've got this one song that I keep hearing. And I almost want to play it while I prepare. I wonder, I'll have that song going in the background. It'll probably just be a muffle to you guys, but just while I'm preparing, just gonna have it play in the background.
I've seen you in my dreams. I'm feeling like another star we ever meet. You make the time feel slow, slow, just like slow rivers flow, slow. I see the fire in your eyes. It makes me feel it takes me high. So bring me on the dance floor. Baby, you better start this fight. I'm losing game. I can't control this nothing left. Come on, boy, I'm on the body. Yes, tonight I'm bloody funny. Yes, with me like it's my body. Leave the wild.
Okay, so that song, oh, wait a minute. I got that song like on permanent loop on YouTube. And I guess in a way, that song kind of gives you an idea of my mind. All day, I might look like I'm thinking just like a normal person, but no, what's really going on is Safari. That's that song. That song is what's really happening in my mind. And you guys, please bear with me. I just realized I didn't even put on like all my usual fancy makeup or anything. I just came right here to come and do these, and that's the plan, right? So that's what we're gonna do next. And let me get myself together. I didn't bring a brush either. To me and this hair, I can't wait to get some new hair. That's the next plan. Plan number two, right? Okay, so let's go ahead and get together. Hold on, I'm just going to brush this down because this doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. Okay, right. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now we are ready to start the videos. Okay, let me go ahead and start that. Now I'm going to share this. I've got three prepared for this evening. And thank you for putting up my musical interlude. And also thank you for allowing me to do this at 7, well, 8 instead of 7, because I was wrong in being so late, and I apologize. Take full responsibility for that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and share. We're going to start with, hopefully, it'll go to the right one, I hope. Okay. Yep, here it is. Yay. All right, we are here. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Obi, owner of Astrology Look Inside, Dance and Slim Down, Losing Weight, Feeling Great, and Get Me a Real Job, Get Me a Real Career, and Adrienne Obi HQ. And I am coming to you right now with 9 types of internet marketing. 9 types of internet marketing. The internet has opened up new doors in the world of marketing. Here's a look at just a few of the more popular forms. Number 1 is search engine marketing, or SEM. SEM is a kind of internet marketing that promotes a website by increasing its visibility in search engines. It does so through SEO and through paid advertising, content marketing, and social media marketing. Number 2, search engine optimization, or SEO. SEO focuses on improving the rankings or visibility of a website within search engines with the use of keywords and high quality content. Backlinks also factor in, helping the web page crawl up the listings in Google, Bing, and other search engines. Number 3, display advertising. Display advertising involves advertising an ad in a static set place. The ad will usually be composed of an image, artwork, or words like those found in magazines and newspapers. Example, sidebar banner on a web page. Number 4, pay-per-click advertising. This kind is the kind of advertising where the publisher of the ad pays per click received. This means while 1,000 people may see the ad, the publisher will only be charged when a person actually clicks on it. 5, social media marketing. Social media marketing includes marketing on social media websites like Facebook. Marketing may include creating pages, directly promoting a website or company, and paying for advertising on the platform. Number 6, email marketing. This is a form of marketing that focuses on distributing an advertising message via email. This might include a text message or a combination of words and images. It might also provide access to a video. Number 7, referral marketing. A more subtle form of internet marketing is referral marketing. Referral marketing allows you to refer your friends, family, and other people to a website via a special link when you are pleased with their product or service. Companies who offer referral programs will give an incentive for each referral you bring in. Number 8, affiliate marketing. If you are an affiliate, you will be working as a third party to promote a company's products or services. You'll refer customers to that company by marketing their product and services, and you'll get an incentive for each sale or lead you promote. 9, video marketing. Video marketing is about marketing a product or service with the use of videos. They can be any length and have any sort of content or message within them. They might be educational in form, but ultimately have the goal of promoting a product or service. 9 types of internet marketing. Okay, so that's one down. Let me go ahead and save that. I've got another one ready. Okay, let me take a sip of tea. Okay, got one more here. Well, here's your next one here. Hello, this is Adrienne Obi of Astrology, A Look Inside, Dance and Slim Down, Get Me a Real Job, Never Quit Mine, and Adrienne Obi HQ. And I'm coming to you with, can you really choose to feel happy? Can you really choose to feel happy? Can people really choose to feel happy or not? There are conflicting studies and opinions about general happiness and choosing to be happy. Both arguments have merit, but the truth seems to be somewhere in the middle. There are certain conditions that do affect one's ability to choose happiness, such as depression and other mood state disorders. Some people have difficulty controlling emotions, but it's a skill that can be learned with practice. Choosing to be happy may seem difficult, but there are things most people can do to increase their level of happiness. Before jumping right in and learning ways to increase happiness, you need to learn about conditions that might or may make it difficult to will yourself to be happy. Depression and other mood disorders, ADHD, PTSD, a disability, grief, or poverty make choosing to be happy more challenging. If you're dealing with any of these issues, there are still practical ways you can increase your happiness, but it may be more difficult. Keep in mind that change takes time, but it is achievable. Choose to be happy. Choosing to be happy is more than just willing yourself to feel happy. Part of it is thinking positively and thinking happy thoughts. But there is also more practical ways to make yourself happier. Studies have identified several factors of happiness: social relationships, temperament or your ability to adapt, money, society and culture, and positive thinking styles, temperament is partly genetic, but it can still be improved with practice. Below, you will learn about some things you can do in each area to make yourself happy. Improve social relationships. Improve current relationships by reaching out more often, opening lines of communication about past negative experiences, forgiving or seeking forgiveness, or making more time for your friends and family. Make an effort to make new friends. Take on a new hobby. Take a new class. Join a club or go to different places in order to meet new people. You can also reach out to others online through social media or dating apps. Don't be afraid to talk to new people and exchange phone numbers with people you get along with. Invite friends and family members out for lunch, shopping, or have them over for coffee. Reach out. Improve temperament and adaptation. Practice pausing before you react to something. Give yourself a moment to get your emotions in check so that you respond in a way that you really want to rather than having an outburst. Learn deep breathing techniques. Try to be more open to other people's ideas and practice letting go of your need to control. Improve your finances. Increase your income by finding a new job, asking for a raise, or taking on a second job. Improve your education so that you can find better paying jobs. Be open to other career paths. Look for things you can do to earn a passive income. Pay off debt or avoid taking on debt. Set a budget and stick with it so you can have money to do the things that are important to you. Embrace or change society and culture. Embrace local culture and society if they're a positive influence in your life. Learn, explore, and enjoy your environment and the people you share it with. Don't be afraid to change your environment or seek change in your current one. Do what you can to be a positive influence. Stand up for what you believe in and speak out against social injustice. Positive thinking. Choose a positive mantra and repeat it several times a day. Keep a gratitude journal and make a list of things you're grateful for. Make sure you're not practicing negative self-talk, and if you are, change your inner monologue. Watch comedies and do other things that will make you feel or make you laugh more. Practice smiling, even if you don't feel like it. People smile because they're happy, but people also become happier when they're smiling. You can choose to be happy, but it's more than just saying, I'm happy. Choosing to be happy is about figuring out what will make you happy and then making a decision to take action to achieve your desire. Choosing to be happy is choosing to focus on the good in your life and having the courage to make changes in your life that will lead you to more happiness. You have options and you can choose to be happy. So that was our second one. Choose to be happy. But we've got that one down. Go ahead and save that and go on to our next. I'm going to take this little sip of, take a sip here. Oh, I remember just while I was sipping that why I took the cold medicine that made me knock out. I'm getting a sore throat, and I think, oh, and I've got like swollen glands. I don't know if you can tell. Under here, swollen. Like little nodules. Oh, I think I've got a doctor's appointment I can go to the next couple of days. So let's go ahead and do our last one of the night. All right. So this is our last one, you guys. And we'll go ahead and get started. I love her look, by the way, and her sharp shirt. Seven ways to feel more confident about your physical appearance. Feeling confident about your physical appearance is something that many people struggle with. It normally starts during the teenage years and can be very difficult to overcome. While adults tend to get more confidence as they grow older, this doesn't always apply to how they feel about the way they look. Here are some things you can do to improve that. Seven ways to feel more confident about your physical appearance. Number one, go to the gym. Not only will you be able to tone up, but you'll feel better about yourself knowing that you're working hard to achieve something and actually use your body. Exercises releases endorphins too, which will naturally make you feel happier. Number two is make a list of things you like. You probably already have a mental list of the things you don't like about your appearance, but what about the things you do like? There's always at least one thing that people like about themselves. So spend half an hour looking in the mirror and making your list. Number three, change the things you can. Rather than dwelling on the things you can't or don't like about yourself, recognize the ones you have control over and start changing them bit by bit. If you bite your fingernails and you don't like the look of your hands, stop biting them and start looking after them more. If you don't like your hair, look for options and for different styles and colors. Number four, surround yourself with positive people. Don't surround yourself with people who talk negatively about themselves or about you or about other people. Talking to people who constantly put themselves down can make you feel worse about yourself too. Number five, relax. You can feel better about yourself if you take time to relax and look after your body. Take part in meditation classes, go for regular massages, have a bath at the end of a long day, or treat yourself to some new cosmetic products. Number six, buy a new wardrobe. You can feel bad about the way you look if you're wearing old clothes or clothes which don't fit you properly anymore. I don't know what this was supposed to say, but I think they're saying you can feel bad about the way you look if you're wearing old clothes or clothes that don't fit you properly anymore. So go out with a friend one weekend and buy yourself a new wardrobe for the upcoming season. There is nothing that makes you feel better than a new wardrobe. Number seven, smile more. When you smile more, you will automatically become more attractive, both to yourself and when you look in the mirror, both to yourself when you look in the mirror and to other people around you. This will lead to more compliments, which will always boost your self-confidence and make you feel better about yourself. So that was seven ways to feel more confident about your physical appearance. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure. It's almost 8:30. I'm so sorry I got started late, but at least I got in three really good subject matters to discuss today. So I do feel like I did brainstorm in my own little way. And as I mentioned, I do have swollen glands, not feeling that great. So I'm going to cut this short. And it has been my pleasure. I'm going to upload these to YouTube, and you'll be able to find them under Women United. Okay. Much love and much light to all. Blessings. Bye now.